Blog Talk Radio.
So different in the end, who's the bigger fool? Assholes, the artwork is magic. Pastels can smudge and that's tragic. You grind, your life is not lavish. The real ones don't care about cabbage. And you know this, and you noticed. Your will has gotten strong like a motherfucking soldier's. So you hold your breath while they boast, cause you know you're doing better living on a roller coaster.
All right. Hey, it's Bill and Chad.
What's up?
Today we're going to be talking about some of the movies that's coming out here in 2005. We got quite a bit of reviewing. 2015, man. Man, I was like 30 almost. Back in 2005. We're going to talk about some of the new movie trailers and movies that's coming out this year. I'm kind of excited after seeing what the Super Bowl last night showed a few trailers.
I didn't watch the Super Bowl.
That was kind of, everybody's complaining about it this morning.
About because I didn't watch it.
One of the biggest movies that's coming out this year is Avengers Age of Ultron. Now, the previews is just getting everybody excited. I don't know if you realize this, Chad, but people's actually getting more excited than for the previews of movies a lot of times than they are for the movies.
Really?
Did you know that? People want to see these previews. It's like,
I want to see the previews, but I want to see the preview because I'm waiting to see the movie.
The Age of Ultron trailer's got like 20 million views on YouTube. Just people looking at, watching it over and over and over, trying to watch it, trying to glean some kind of insight what the movie's going
to
be about.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw some people trying to put some stuff together.
Well, let's talk a little bit from what I've seen in the previews. Now, one of the things it shows is that Tony Stark and Bruce Banner, you know, Iron Man and the Hulk, they seem to be living in Stark Towers together and working side by side, and it even looks like the Bruce Banner has his own laboratory there working.
Two geniuses, two of the in comic books, two of the smartest characters in Marvel.
Absolutely, even though he hulks out, Bruce Banner is one of the smartest people.
He hulks out. The only reason he doesn't stay completely hulked out is because he's smart enough to find that cure for himself. It's not a total cure, but
right. And it says here that, and if you watch the previews of the trailer, they kind of, it's implied, I don't know if they did, but they made Ultron, is what it seems like. They've had something to do with his creation somehow, and I don't want to ruin it for everybody, but just from the gist of the trailers from the previews, that's what it seems like it gets. And it even says in here that Hawkeye, he's going to be getting more time on this movie. Now,
I liked Hawkeye in the last one, man. I think that guy that
Jeremy Renner.
I can never remember his freaking name, but I think that he did a really good job as Hawkeye.
Well, and then it talks about in the previews, it shows Natasha Romanoff, the Black Widow, and it shows almost like her getting in some kind of interrogation, almost like how she became the Black Widow in the preview.
I've only seen that one that we watched last time. Now, there are two out now, aren't there?
Previews, yeah, yes, trailers, yes. Now, if you watch the not Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D., the one with the Sharon Carter, Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D., it's been on for the last 4 weeks on ABC. It actually is tying in with the Black Widow's origin. It's on ABC, and it's kind of showing that there were more than one Black Widow. There was one back in the 50s, and it's showing that it's a process in Russia where they get these women and they train them and make them Black Widows, and she's part of the process. She's like the latest incarnation of the Black Widow. So they're all tying together to TV shows and the movies.
Well, that Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. show, I'm watching what is on Netflix. I haven't seen any of the updates because I'm poor and I don't make cable. But I've seen all the episodes on Netflix, and I really enjoy that show.
They've introduced Inhumans on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., and they're coming out with a movie of that in 2018. But they've already introduced them on the show Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. And they're doing that because Marvel right now doesn't have the right for the X-Men movie. They can't put, like, Wolverine into the Avengers. But they basically kind of... Well, that's what they're doing. They're actually, with the new X-Men movie that's coming out, Marvel's not going to put any toys out, not any promotions, because since they're not the ones putting it out, they're not going to really promote it. The same with the Fantastic Four, which looks like a horrible movie. They've got Doctor Doom on it as a blogger. Yes, as a blogger, angry blogger. So Marvel is actually ending the Fantastic Four comic.
They should.
And so they don't really want to be associated with that movie.
I wouldn't be associated with Doctor Doom is Doctor Doom. When you think of Doctor Doom, you think of the epic comic book character, Dr. Doom. You don't think it's some
angry blogger
behind a computer screen.
Now, one of the last things I want to talk about on the previews, the trailer, is they're showing Quicksilver and the Scarlet Witch on the Avengers. Now, these characters, well, Quicksilver was on the last X-Men movie, but Marvel and...
I haven't seen the last X-Men movie. I bought it. I own it. On
Excuse
Blu-ray,
me.
Mind you.
Really? But you haven't watched it?
I have not took the time to watch it.
Well, Marvel and Fox both own rights to Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch. So, basically, Marvel can put them in the Avengers. In the X-Men, they put Quicksilver in the X-Men movie. Because the Quicksilver and Avengers, Quicksilver and the Scarlet Witch was Avengers. But they're also X-Men. So, they got away with it. But it seems like on the previews...
Like Wolverine's an Avenger.
He is, but he wasn't an Avenger when they did the rights. But Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch seem to team up with Ultron in the trailer. So, I don't know how this happens, how he got them with them. But... You need to go watch that trailer. It's awesome. Don't have a nerdgasm.
Yeah, no, I am a nerd.
You know, and one of the lighter movies that's coming out here, and nobody's talking about it, is Ant-Man. It's got Paul Rudd in it. Michael Douglas.
That's the only reason I might go see this, is because of Paul Rudd. I love Paul Rudd.
Paul Rudd's funny.
He is funny as crap.
And Michael Douglas, I mean, he's not been in nothing for a while. He seemed pretty intimidating in this movie. Romancing the Stone was one of his first movies back in the 80s, and he's been in all kinds of movies. Basic Instinct.
I've never seen it.
You know, where the girl opened her legs and
her
hoo-hoo? Yeah, he's been in all these movies.
I've never seen that. What The Ghost of Girlfriend's Past, who was the old guy in that? That wasn't my...
I have no idea. I know what you're talking about. But Paul Rudd is playing the new Ant-Man, Scott Lang, and Hank Pym, which is Michael Douglas, is the old Ant-Man.
The original.
So it looked like on the trailer that he was showing him how to be a thief, training him how to do stuff. Have no idea what the plot is because they really haven't gave us any indication of what it is.
Really vague about it.
But it looks like a kind of a comedy. Like Guardians of the Galaxy. This looks like it's going to be kind of a comedy.
I didn't go see Guardians in the theater because I was like, I don't know how it'll be. But I bought it on Blu-ray the same day I bought the X-Men movie. I bought it on Blu-ray. And I took it home and I watched it. And, dude, I think Guardians is going to be my new favorite of all of them.
Now, what's the rumor you heard about the Guardians? You heard a rumor, right?
Well, what is the main guy's name?
Star-Lord, but I can't think of his
name. To find out who his father is, you know, because his mother died when he was a kid.
Right.
Blah, blah, blah. Well, they're leaking all this different information that his father was an unknown origin. Like, he was a different kind of being. He wasn't a human. He wasn't a mutant. He was something that nobody's ever seen before.
Ancient. Something ancient's what
ancient,
they said.
Something that doesn't exist anymore. Well, what I read, and this could be true or it may not be true, he was an a-hole. Everybody knew that. Even the guys in the comic book said that his father was a jerk. I mean, the movie, everybody said his father was a jerk. Well, they said that they think that the Collector is his father.
Now, that's interesting.
I mean, if you think about it, they kind of even look a little bit alike in the movie. Now, I don't know about it in the comic books. I don't remember.
Now, in the comics, the Collector had a daughter. She ended up marrying this omnipotent god and had this whole thing, a mess involving the Avengers. But it would be interesting if that was his father, because they changed things up for the movies. Things are totally different. So, and it's interesting how they do that, because they've actually changed Nick Fury in the main Marvel Universe. He was an old white guy. They've made him resemble Samuel Jackson now. Basically, they had Nick Fury had a son that was black. They've kind of got rid of Nick Fury now. And so they've got Nick Fury, their older one, made him old, kind of got him out of the picture, and they've got the new one that's in charge of S.H.I.E.L.D. now.
Well,
so
I remember the old Nick Fury, he had the iPad.
Right.
And he had the white streaks in
his That's
hair.
Right.
I remember that part of it, but I didn't remember, until you just said something, I didn't remember that he had a son.
Well, let's talk about a movie I'm sure you're waiting to see, is the Furious 7. Is that the official name, Furious 7?
Yeah, that's what they're calling it. They're calling it Furious 7. I don't know why, but...
It says, now this is a quote I read, it says, James Wan's Furious 7 is doing, what it's doing is, it's part to really stretch the definition of summer blockbuster. But watching any and all footage from the film is proof enough of exactly which cinematic season the new action film belongs. It says there's all kinds of stuff that it shows.
It is absolute insane.
It says one car jumps from one skyscraper to another.
Yeah, and I actually saw the Super Bowl. I didn't see it during the Super Bowl, but I watched the trailer after the Super Bowl was over. Somebody posted it on Facebook, and I saw it. That scene is going to be ridiculous. They're in, what is the place?
Dubai.
They're in Dubai whenever all that goes down. But what happens is, do you remember, have you seen all those movies?
I've seen some of them. I haven't seen them all.
Have you seen the Tokyo Drift movie?
No.
Okay, well, in the Tokyo Drift movie, one of the main guys, do you know the little Asian guy that's in the first couple movies?
Yes.
That guy is in Tokyo Drift. He's one of the main actors in that. And he gets in a car wreck and dies. Well, it shows that at the end of the last movie that who's the guy you just said? I can't believe he's in there. What is he?
Jason Statham. Yeah.
He is the one that wrecks into the little Asian guy.
Okay.
And kills him. And then when he picks up the phone in the movie, you can see it if you watch the movie. He picks up the phone and he's calling Dominic Toretto, which is Vin Diesel.
Vin Diesel's name in the movie.
Vin Diesel to tell him that he's coming after him next. So everybody knows Paul Walker died, you know, in real life. He died in a car wreck. I think it's been almost a year.
It has been almost a year.
No, it has been a year. It's been over a year. Excuse me. But he died in a car wreck for real, in real life. And they had to switch his character up, and they actually are killing him off in the movie, which is, to me, it's sad, but...
What else are they going to do?
Did do some scenes. He did record some scenes of this movie before he passed, but from what I know and from what I've seen in the previews, there's not a whole lot of Paul Walker in this one.
Says there's girl fights in this one.
Well, there needs to be girl fights in this one.
That's awesome. You can't have a good movie with cars without girl fights.
But yeah, this movie is going to be epic.
It looks like The Rock's in it again.
Yeah, The Rock's in it again. I think he's coming back. I don't know what he's going to do because he's supposed to be a cop, but we'll see. In the preview, I saw him packing this huge 50 cal machine gun.
That's awesome.
Looking all beefed out. I mean, I like Rock. I think he's a pretty good actor. So, but the cars in this movie are going to be epic because it's a lot of exotics and stuff. Like the car that goes from one skyscraper to the other skyscraper.
Right.
It's a Ferrari. And it's a beautiful car.
What was that car the other night when I was watching YouTube, watching this guy play pranks with a car, and he was going up to these women.
It was a Veyron, Bugatti Veyron.
It was an interesting-looking car. Some people might like it. But the guy was walking up to ladies saying, hey, this is my car. You want to go have sex to me? And what were they saying, Chad?
They were like, well, right now. And then he's like, yeah, right now, let's go. And all the ones that it showed, I'm sure there's a lot that didn't, but all the ones they showed went in the car.
Yeah.
Expecting to go back somewhere, go somewhere and have sex.
Just because of the car. It's amazing what a car will do.
You know, you can rent those cars. They're in California. You can rent those cars.
I can't get a girl on the back of my Gremlin.
Dude, a Gremlin X, you could. I'm an AMC guy.
Well.
I love American Motors.
I do, too. I mean, I love a Gremlin.
They're dope.
Melissa McCarthy. Now, we watched the trailer for that movie, Spy.
Now, hold on. Before we get into
Spy, okay.
did you see the new Ghostbusters?
Yeah.
That's...
Said she was in talk for one of the leads, but now it's going to be an all female cast. It's going to be Melissa McCarthy. It says Sony is now negotiating with Kristen Wiig, as well as Saturday Night Live players Leslie Jones and Kate McKinnon. I always say that wrong. McKinnon. Excuse me. So it's all going to be a female cast. It hasn't said whether these are going to be related to the other Ghostbusters in any way, shape, or form.
If you look at the girls next to the other guys, you know, they paired up these people, and some of them even look the same.
Right.
They don't look the same, you know what I'm saying.
It says they're going to do a summer shoot this summer, so they're planning on trying to get everybody together right now. I think if they put the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man in this one, it's going to be as popular as the other ones, because the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man was one of the most important... The first one, the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man at the very end of it, was one of the most awesome things I've seen.
I loved it. I love them all. I think they're all great. I mean, you know, the first one's always the best one. But I liked all three of them, and I have them all on DVD.
Now, with children's movies, I haven't really watched the preview. They're making that right now. Finding Nemo 2. They're also having, it's kind of a more of a Harry Potter, Percy Jackson movie called Seventh Son coming out. It looks like a fantasy movie.
I saw something at the theater the last time we went to the theater. I saw something about that, but I haven't seen any trailers for it or anything else, so I don't know anything about it. But
Now they did have, and my kids haven't watched it. We got it at home, Big Hero 6. It's a cartoon.
About the inflatable robot? Yeah, I saw that in the theaters a long time ago, but I never did. Is it out on DVD?
Not officially. I got a screener because I'm a movie man.
Okay.
Chad, anything else we're going to talk about?
That spy movie that Melissa McCarthy's in, it looks like it's going to be pretty funny.
You know what? And what's his name? Jude Law's in it. And he plays like a James Bond type character. He sneezes and kills the guy that has the codes of these nuclear weapons. He sneezes and shoots the guy.
Right in the face.
Right in the face.
He doesn't like wing him. He shoots him right in the face. Like, dude's dead.
It says 50 cents in this movie.
I don't want to watch it.
Pretty interesting because she's sitting behind the desk the whole time and she has to go out and become an agent.
She has to go out and be an agent. And it's Melissa McCarthy. I mean, dude, she's funny in anything. I mean, I watch the Gilmore Girls just because she's in it, because she's funny.
That's great. I love her. She's been good in almost everything. She's hilarious.
The movie that she's, you know, I mean, they had Bridesmaids and what's the most recent one? Oh, The Heat with Sandra Bullock. The Sandra Bullock dude, though. I'm sorry.
Oh, The Heat.
I don't care how old Sandra Bullock is. She's still hot.
Chad, I'm going to have a special guest come in. I have to step out. Talk about. We're going to have Salvador. He's going to sit right here in my seat. He's going to give you a little taste of what's going to come up tomorrow night. New movies that's coming out, like the, have you seen that Selma? Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
So you can tell us a little bit about that. Is that about Martin Luther King?
Yeah.
It just come out. No, on DVD, I think.
What?
Well, it's one of those screener movies that we talked about just now. So let me get up just a minute.
Don't ask, don't tell.
I think my wife and kids are out here, so I'm just going to kind of push them off, and then I'll be right back.
Hey, what's up, man? How you doing?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Hey, everybody, hello. This is Salvador Thompson, DJ Slab. You know, I'm the host of Talking Hip Hop with DJ Slab, and the airs Tuesday night on Block Talk Radio, Back Talk 14. And, you know, we have... We always discuss current events and issues with hip-hop, social justice, different issues, you know what I'm saying, a daily conversation. So if you don't mind anybody that's listening, tune in to 8 o'clock tomorrow night, well, 7 o'clock tomorrow night, and we'll talk talking to hip-hop with DJ Slab, you know what I'm saying? It's a exciting show, and we got to call in. You can call in the number 347-934-0579. Anybody is welcome to come on the show, talk about. If you're a local rapper or inspiring artist, please hit me up, inbox me at Salvador Thompson Facebook. And, you know, just had to shoot that plug in real quick.
Yeah.
You know? So what we got going on? We talk about some movies, man.
Yeah, we've been talking about some of the trailers that played yesterday during the Super Bowl.
I ain't even watched the Super Bowl like yet, man. You know, I think they're a great team, and you know, it's sad that I guess they didn't give it to Marshawn Lynch. He should have got the ball at the end for real.
With his little theatrics the other day, I'm just here so I don't get fined.
I mean, what's wrong with that? If he don't want to deal with the Yeah, I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's like, yes, if you speak the truth, they'll hate you, but if you tell lies, they'll love you. So what is it?
Fake,
right, he's not fake. That's who he is.
I just wouldn't have showed up.
Right. I mean, you know, he shout out to Marshawn Lynch. You know, he does what he does. He's a stand-up guy. I don't care what you think about him. He's just who he is, you know, and he's not going to change for nobody, so.
Right.
Right, I understand that. Right, I understand that, too. You know. Sometimes it be like that. But yeah. I guess, you know. That's what you say.
So who's your next guest you guys got coming on the show?
What's his name? Hold on one sec, I can tell you.
And what do you think is the current problem with hip hop?
you got a while. His name is Booney Y. So, shout out to Booney. He's going to be on the show tomorrow with me and Stephon Ferguson, DJ Bird. You know what I'm saying? My whole co-host with sports. And the thing with hip-hop now is, where can I start? The message that's involved with hip-hop is so just so terrible now. You know, there's a lot of good music out, but there's a lot of it weighs out more to the bad music, you know.
It's not about real. It's not about being real anymore.
It's got. That's how it's been the last 15 years. That's how it's been. You know, last 15, 20 years. Yeah, and that's the only way you're going to get some real hip hop is listen to underground hip hop. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Same here.
That's all I listen to is stuff that nobody heard of. I can rattle off names right now, and you probably would be like, oh.
Whatever,
but
try
hey,
me.
Hey, we did connect on one guy that I like, though, that you were like, yeah, strange music.
Yeah. I got a friend of mine, James Lolo. My man Lolo, he's Gary B going on tour with Strange Music.
Really?
Yeah, YOLO. Yes, 859 Music. Shout out to 859 Music. He's possibly doing it here pretty soon. So shout out to Lolo. He's making some moves. He's been doing his thing for years, and I wish him the best of luck and best success in his career.
Yeah, man, that's pretty awesome. You don't hear a whole lot of good stuff. I mean, honestly, the only thing that I've ever heard come out of around here locally that was good, and I really liked their first two albums.
Mm-hmm. Man, they commercialized Kentucky. Yeah, but man, there's so much good music around Kentucky. You know, it's
because
nobody wants to promote them. That's why I do the stuff that I do. Excuse me. You know, I had a long night, but yeah. Hey, that's how it goes, you know.
They get that big head because they think, you know, hey, I'm a music star, or I'm gonna be big. But well, you don't keep concentrated on what
you're not gonna be. Right. You're only gonna be as big as your hustle.
Right.
If you're constantly working and working and working, that's the only way you're gonna make it.
That's
and if you're.
I have to say about one of the rappers that I'm not very fond of personally, but Drake, he works his hustle.
Right.
Coming from a Canadian TV show to doing what he's doing now.
Well, shoot, his daddy was an artist, so he knew.
I don't know much about him.
Yeah, he had a little foot in the door already. So, you know, shout out to Drake, Drizzy. I ain't mad at you, homie. Do your thing, shoot. You won't talk. You won't come on the show and talk to DJ Slab. Come on through. Shoot, man, we'll talk, we'll chop it up, believe that. But yeah, man, you know, I guess there's some site movies coming out, and we got all types of movies. I guess, has Bill talked about the Ghostbusters?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we talked about the Ghostbusters, and I hope it's not a huge letdown.
I hope it ain't either, you know. Shoot. Sometimes it happens like that, you know.
Yeah, you never know.
You never know, but yeah.
You know when they're going to surprise you with a decent movie that you thought they were going to hack to death.
Right. Exactly. So, you know what I'm saying?
What's the time look like over there?
Yeah, so. Man, thank you for having me on the show.
I appreciate you coming in and filling in for Bill for a minute.
Yeah, you know, I'm sorry I'm kind of speechless because I've kind of walked into something. Yeah, but yeah.
So what about this Martin Luther King movie you saw? What's
Selma. Selma is about the civil rights movement, the march across the Selma, I guess the Alabama Bridge or whatever. And so, you know, I watched it Friday night, but I was half drunk and falling in and out of sleep. So, you know, so I guess I'm going to have to watch it while I'm, you know, up in
four senses.
Yeah. You know, you can't watch a movie like it when you're by yourself and you'll fall asleep, you know. But, yeah, shout out to anybody and everybody who was part of the movie. And I wish y'all the best of luck. Because I heard they were snubbed at the Emmys, so.
See, that's something I don't follow anymore. All it is a fashion show for rich people.
Mm-hmm.
The Emmys, the Grammys, all that crap. I don't follow most stuff, though. I'm too busy. I got too much stuff.
Right. I feel you there. That's how it be. You know.
Life is. You get busy all the time.
Yeah. You don't have a break in action. I know what you mean, man.
I need a break.
Ooh. Quick, fast, and a hurry. Shoot.
I need to get somewhere on a beach with a drink in my hand.
Yeah. So, anybody that want to call in before we get off the air, it's 2 minutes and 30 seconds left on the air. Oh, God.
We had a call in last week, but for some odd reason, we weren't on the air. Like, it played our intro, and then it didn't do
anything. Yeah. And for some reason, it's been doing that. It's been acting silly. Skype. All right, I'm going to say something. Skype, get y'all stuff together, please. All right. Yeah, man, shit. Help us out. You know, we're trying to get careers with this. So whoever's listening, man, y'all better get it together.
Somebody
got to be listening, all right? You know, this is DJ Slab, you know. Slab Mania coming soon.
So where did you come up with that name?
DJ Slab.
Yeah.
Yeah, ladies love DJ Slab. So it was... you know, instead of getting the half slab of rib, they get the full slab of rib, all right? You know what I'm saying? You're getting the full effect of DJ Slab, all right?
Holy shit.
You know, I'm sorry if I offended anybody that's listening out there.
Sorry, not sorry.
Yes, I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I'm real.
I don't mind offending people.
Okay, well, you know.
I never have.
You know, I want more listeners to the show, you know. You know, we got busy shoulders. We got special guests as usual.
Are they coming in?
We're having calling in. So it's going to be monumental once again. DJ Slab, Back Talk 14, talking hip hop with DJ Slab. You know what I'm saying? I'm in the building with my man. Shoot. So, hey, we got to get up off here. We got another 40 seconds. And you got any big plans this weekend coming up, man?
Nope. Just work. More work.
I guess that sounds like about the same for me, man. And everybody that's out there, man, peace, love, and happiness. Live, love, and just laugh, wife.
Keep
it out of your
butt.
Hey, unless it's toilet paper and a wash rag, okay? Yeah, so, okay. But yeah, one love, everybody, and we out.